Public Safety Committee. Present, we have Alderman Funkhauser, Alderman Plocher, Alderman Trulis, Chief Hart, Aaron, and guests. I do think that our guests are here probably for one of the items a little bit further down on the agenda, but let's just go through real quick. Do we have any citizen comments tonight on items that are on the agenda?
Well, I would say there are comments on the massage agenda. I'm not exactly sure what everybody here is specifically here for. I know through what I've received in a letter from Lisa Pickering about sole proprietorships being able to be kind of carved out through some of the written sections of the codes. And other than knowing that myself, when I read through these, I do feel like I am in compliance of a lot of this. But aside from that, carving that out as a for sole proprietors, I believe should be done for us. I mean, these are businesses that have been established. We're bringing in clients and more business to the city. There's nothing wrong. The more I read it, I see that there's things that the city would like to not have in their town, and I can assure you from the three of us that are sitting here, that does not happen. I have my wife here with me for background to say, you know, there's my wife, and the three of us are here are basically to kind of just stand up for each other, to know that none of us are in the industry of wanting to harm a client, put a client in any unsafe manner. I don't really know how to say all this right now, but the clients come first to all of us. I know that for sure. And to maybe group us with something that's other things have gone around maybe in other towns is unnecessary. And myself, I mean, I'm a part of the community. I'm part of the chamber. I'm part of the leads group. I donate money, I donate my time to causes in the city of Yorkville. I'm a face in Yorkville. I am trusted and respected by all my clients. I have clients that I know that we've spoke a little bit about this that are willing to even back me up in a situation to let you know who I am and what I'm about. And like I said, as for Lisa, I know from reputations and from what I've heard from both of them that they're in the same situation and they're the same type of people. If they have more comments.
And honestly, if you want to crack down.
Could you just state your name for the record?
My name is Brian Furr. I'm the owner and licensed massage therapist.
Thank you.
At 4U Massage.
And I'm Rita Vargas, Ohana Healing Hands, licensed massage therapist.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
I'm Shelly Carlson, and I'm owner and operator, licensed massage therapist, certified holistic nutritionist at SMC Holistic Wellness in Yorkville. Sorry, Rita.
Oh, that's okay. We're all within a mile
very
of each other, all three of us. And I know for a fact they send people in to spot check us. I know that. I've been established in Yorkville for almost 4 years. I've never had an issue. Never. Now I'm having to pay money that other businesses don't have to pay, and being told that I might be shut down in February and like he said, we belong to the chamber. I volunteer for stuff all the time. So it kind of almost feels like a slap in the face.
We volunteer at the school. We have given free massages to teachers during the school day at the school.
Yeah.
They asked for it. We're being lumped in with an entire group of people that are nothing like what we are.
And I understand. Massage therapists are considered, from what I understand, we're considered adult industry, okay? We're not adult industry. If you check our license, we have to be under the same licensing as any of the doctors or anybody else around here.
Sure,
we have to pay our fees to have our licenses. We had to get fingerprinted and a background check through them and then do it again through you guys.
And we have to renew every 2 years.
Yeah,
and
I just had to renew last week.
Which is very expensive. And compared to what our profit margin is, those expenses are astronomical compared to other professions. There's not even any comparison. I think you two would back me up on that.
Yep.
So these are considerations that just don't feel just, in my opinion.
Well, and we're concerned. We just resigned, you know, for a year in October, and if we're out in February, we don't get released from that lease, regardless of what you guys decide. Right. We have to pay that. So.
Well, thank you. Anyone have an objection if we just move this item up on the...
Nope.
So we'll go to PS 2019-03, Massage Establishments, Review of Licensing Requirements.
So as you see in the memo provided, staff went through and looked at what we currently have that was previously approved in January of last year compared to what the businesses comply with as the language stands today. So we went through that, and it was found that the sole proprietorship does have some issues with meeting all of these requirements that are in the codified currently. So those staff notes are in there. We are looking at the massage bodywork services that are prohibited in any cubicle, room, booth, or other area within a bodywork establishment which is fitted with a door capable of being locked. And we put in the diagrams of the current businesses in there. Also looking at the open door during business hours because of the configuration of the sole proprietorship also being with other businesses, sometimes within that same location that cannot be done in the case of the businesses that are represented here today. The open sign goes along with the door being locked as well when you're only open by appointment only. There would not be a receptionist available at that time to take in members from the public. And then there is, in one of the businesses being represented here, there is no physical space for a lobby. It's just you walk in right to the massage room. And then the windows also, along with that door, the window is in the main area of the massage in one of the sole proprietorship. So there are several recommendations that we put in here that the committee could consider and move on to the City Council. And we did want to clarify a point from that was made at the last meeting regarding the business license fee. So the first year fee is $500 plus $50 per therapist. Second year fee is the $500 per therapist. And then you see the business with one licensed therapist, it's $50 per therapist on that as well. So that was misspoke at the last meeting. We just wanted to clarify that.
Any discussion?
Your thoughts, Rich?
Going with option B, with the carve-out option. And that'll address the fees as well. There's a slight change. Well, there's a slight change in how the fees would be done. It's basically the $50 is being applied per therapist, mm-hmm. which is not what's, I don't know if that's actually being done right now or not, but this is more clarification on how that is intended to be, I guess.
So what is currently being charged is the $500 annual plus fee 50. Plus 50.
And is it plus 50 per therapist? That's what's being done today.
Correct.
So the example in here is just clarification
correct.
On what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not changing anything, clarifying it.
Correct. But that can be discussed as well this evening if a change would like to be made.
Well, we're kind of past the citizen comments
now. I have a question for that. So if I hire someone, I have to pay the $50 fee, but it's a week later, they quit, I'm out that $50?
Correct.
Mm. What does the $500 cover all in all?
Administration fees,
that's the
licensing,
that's all of our staff time to
correct.
Go through.
Correct. Background checks.
That includes the background
mm-hmm.
checks? That's not an additional fee?
I believe so. It does include that.
Okay. So that's everything is included
mm-hmm.
within that $500, and that's annually they're redoing all this information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's consistent with our other fee. Not necessarily the fee itself, but the type of work is consistent with other licenses. Okay.
Within the code.
Within, yeah. I don't have an issue as long as, Rich, you're comfortable with this and, you know, if staff is comfortable with it, I don't see why we couldn't carve this out specifically for the sole proprietors.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Going, moving on for consent.
We will have to come up with a ordinance right. as well. So we have not done that. Would you like to take it directly to City Council without reviewing the ordinance first?
Faster would be better for you guys, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it yeah. on, obviously not consent, but it goes
right.
for a read and then approval.
Mm-hmm. So you think we can get that on by the end of the month?
By the end of the month, so yeah. It won't be next Tuesday.
So it'll be next Tuesday, but in 2 weeks.
Forward to City Council.
And this is something that we should attend also?
It wouldn't hurt, but
the packet will be made available the prior
right.
Friday. So if you want to read what the draft ordinance is, it'll be online.
And we can certainly, I know Lisa was in touch with all of you prior to this meeting. We can do the same thing. So.
That's December.
It's January 22nd.
Thank you.
January 26th.
7 p.m. And it'll be in the council chambers next door.
Let's go backwards then. PS 2019-01, police reports for September, November. Discussion?
There's nothing that really jumped out.
I didn't see anything that jumped out.
Everything was very predictable. no outliers.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. We had a very quiet, not going to something here, the fall.
I find it kind of rude that we weren't allowed to kind of say our piece when we were just kind of
that's what
over.
The public comment
that
portion
happened
is.
The last two times all I was allowed to do was introduce myself, and I don't want to affect the other two who left, but I wasn't allowed to say everything I wanted to on mine, and she wasn't even allowed to ask what she needed to ask, and I think that's really disrespectful. I mean, for myself.
Oh, so either your vice chair, or you want to address her?
Well, I think this discussion is over at this point in time.
Unfortunately, you haven't even given me the chance to say my piece, and that's
the purpose is to get your comments, and then as a committee, we discuss.
But you don't care that what you've done is a grievance to us, because this is our only income, and that we've done nothing wrong. We have done nothing wrong, and you're taking away our livelihood. We have dedicated ourselves to a healing profession to help people, because it's from our heart that we're doing our work, and you're coming up against us as if we've done something wrong. You're taking away our ability to make an income. We've invested everything into our businesses. We love our communities. Frankly, we could have opened anywhere else because we're professionals and we've proven ourselves. And it's very upsetting that even though we do that, you just dismiss us and we're not even to say what we need to say. And so I just want that to be noted, because that's very rude. It's very rude. And you don't mind that the $500 is something that isn't even affordable to us. Because some of us aren't even making enough steady income to justify it. Every business has a profit loss margin, and that should be considered. There are many other local businesses who generate more revenue than any one of us, and they're not required to pay any fees at all for their business licensing. It feels like discrimination to me, and I can't speak for anyone but myself, so please don't hold it against any of them. But I need to say it for myself, because it's just wrong. And I would wish that anyone in here would think about how they would feel if they became a professional and they went to all the trouble and they did nothing wrong, and someone is putting all these limitations and fees on them as if they were a criminal and they've done nothing. Please think about how that would feel to you. And then please feel how it would be to be dismissed before you were even able to ask questions or get clarification. And frankly, I was grandfathered into my location, and then these new policies came up, and nobody bothered to say how the money was determined, if it was equitable. No one cares. And I just find that so, it's very hurtful and it's very disrespectful. So, if I were in your position, I would be considering those things, and I would be having a heart and a conscience about it. And I have to say that, and I have a right to. Thank you.
Any other comments on police reports?
No, I'm good.
PS 2019-02, adjudication reports for October, December. I didn't see anything, but
I'd say again, it was all very, predictable. I didn't look in there about Newark, but Newark came to mind. that were just kind of finishing up, you know, the first year of Newark being part of our system, and they've only had a couple of citations come forward through us, so it's not a burden on us or anything like that. I think that partnership has worked very well so far.
That's good.
Well, I do find those reports interesting, so
I
don't think we're wasting time by looking at them.
I like the daily
update. Understand what's going on.
Well, if the daily update stopped, let us know. Like Joel, one time his stopped for some reason, and just glitches in the program sometime with the emails don't go through.
Yeah, I know Jackie had mentioned at one point hers had stopped for a little while, but it was just for some reason one of the group texts had an old email.
Oh,
and
really?
So depending on who's sending it.
See, the problem
sometimes. Have I supposed to be getting them since I got in again? Oh, I just got them again.
Well, I think sometimes too when a computer has problems, mm-hmm. they'll reset it back to a certain time, yeah. and then that might have been an email change or something.
So the groups that are created, because you'll see that we're tagged as a group.
Oh. That's why I thought it was helpful. I didn't realize it. I remember these way back when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just if it changes for you, let me know away. You should get it every day. Right. At least one a day, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah, because occasionally it's not in that shift that it comes out. It might come out.
So
you get two back-to-back, basically. They're good.
PS 2019-04, liquor code amendments.
So as the city is continuing to grow and look at future ventures for economic development, staff is recommending a change to our liquor ordinance. So we are recommending changes to our current language defining microbrewery and brew pubs to match the state liquor code.
Right.
So it would be going from what we currently have are barrels per calendar year to gallons of beer per year for sale. So previously it was at 465. We are now following the state's guidelines at 155. So 155,000 gallons of beer per year for sale, primarily in the restaurant, on the premises, on or off premise consumption. And then the 25% of the total floor area for a restaurant or eating establishment remains the same. And then staff is proposing to add a new class, which is brewery, which also follows the state liquor guidelines of 930,000 gallons of beer per year. And then the same 25% as above for a restaurant or a retail sales area. And then with that new class, we would recommend the new license fee be at $1,750, and that matches the microbrewery.
Microbrewery, right.
Correct. Okay. And then you see this is also going to go through a zoning amendment to add this as a classification in the zoning code. So that will go for a public hearing, because it's a text amendment to the zoning code, next week, next Wednesday on January 9th.
So with our Class L, the brewery, that is only the sale of any beer produced on site.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our limitation is on that one. So they can sell anything else through the retail licensing that they'll have. They're limited to, 930,000 gallons.
Correct, yes.
Left out a zero there. That's a big zero. So they will be, just under 1 million gallons that they can produce and sell on site, as well as whatever else. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
off premise. Okay. And do we have any inquiries on something like that? I know we have, more of the microbrewery, brew pub type of inquiries.
Correct, but no brewery inquiries at this point. But we're hoping opening up this class and then adding it to our zoning classification that we can market.
Bring some more.
Well, I was going to say there is a nice property on the south side of town that already has a lot of equipment in place that could be converted.
You got
right.
it. And so that's
right,
why
right.
we're adding it into the zoning ordinance as well.
Yeah, to open up that ability to have that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These all seem to be consistent. Everything that come forward.
We good with this one then?
I'm fine with that.
All right.
We're going to move it to City Council.
Pardon?
Is it going to City Council?
Well, it should go to City Council. Yes.
Does this go to, you said that this goes for a text amendment, but this can go straight to Council?
Correct.
I'll run separately.
Mm-hmm. There'll be two different ordinances.
Mm-hmm.
You want a consent or is it?
Yeah, what?
I had no issue with consent.
Consent?
Yeah, for this one, no issue.
Consent. PS 2019-05, purchasing decisions.
So Carrie's not here tonight. She apologizes, she's under the weather. But we still, and Rich, I don't know if you want to go ahead and add.
Yeah, Carrie has surveyed numerous businesses, not just in Yorkville, but in Oswego, Plano, in the area. We were supposed to have a meeting with her today to kind of settle that up a little bit, and she's been out the last 2 days sick, so. It's still something that I'd say we just bring it back.
Yeah. Well, this is planned to be an admin as well, you know, because this is something that I had requested some information on it, and lo and behold, Carrie, even unbeknownst to Bart, had started in on this project right at the same time I asked for the information. So there was a parallel process.
Yeah, we started on it on our own before that too.
And so, this was rolling, it was moving. So, and there's a lot of good information. So it's getting that, you know, the decisions in place and then setting forth, you know, for where a policy could be put in place for this type of, you know, the purchasing citywide and fleet maintenance, that kind of thing. So I think, yeah, between now and the next couple of weeks, once it goes to admin, we'll have some good discussions on this. It sounds like Carrie's really got her arms around this pretty well. Yeah.
She needs to go into it and then, you know, do a little bit more bargaining, I think, you know, towards the end.
Well, this is something you'll be coming back to us with, so.
Yeah, informational.
PS 2019-06, Police Department Staffing.
It's another informational item too.
Yes.
Most of you have probably seen the memo I attached in there. I did that for Carlo a while back when we were talking about the budget, our first budget goal setting meeting, and he was just kind of curious where we stood and kind of some very brief description of what was going on and what we would like to do. So I will give you a little heads up too. We did get through our testing process with the Board of Fire Police Commissioners, and in record time, they interviewed them and established a list, and we got them through the backgrounds, and it looks like we swore 4 officers in yesterday morning. They'll be starting Monday morning at 9, so that'll bring us up to our approved staffing of 30 full-time officers. They will be attending Police Academy in Springfield here a week from Sunday.
So how long are they in the academy?
3 months. Yep, and then they go through a 3-month FTO process.
How many FTOs do we have right now?
We've got enough to handle it, but it's going to be tough. It's
because if we have 4 of them, they'll be FTOing for how long?
We got 6 of them, I believe.
So if there's 6, do we have 2 or 3 FTOs on a full time? You know, in terms of rotation.
Well, what happens is they usually rotate through the FTOs. Mm-hmm. They go like a couple weeks with this FTO, a couple weeks with this one, and rotate them through. And so, I mean, we've got more than enough FTOs to handle it.
They're just going to be
very
basically
busy.
Full-time FTOing while doing.
The FTOs get a stipend to their salary.
Yeah.
They're going to be earning it.
I can imagine. Yeah, if you're going that long with having, you know, basically someone sit with you for that time, that's a lot of, I don't want to say hand-holding, but... that's what it is. It's a learning experience. It's a hands-on.
Being an FTO is one of the toughest jobs in the department because you're creating our future.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not an easy process. And a lot of people from the outside would think being an FTO, you're sitting there and this guy's doing the driving and he's doing the paperwork. It doesn't really work like that.
No, there's a lot of hands-on, you know, training and education that you're not getting out of the academy that they have to do. So that's where I think it can be taxing on that FTO. Especially when we have 4 recruits that are going to be going through this at the same time and they're all rotating in. Hopefully they're getting little bits of breaks between, you know, those rotations. I don't want to have them burn out, that kind of thing, because it's going to be a tough
time. It's not going to be an easy 3 months. So.
No.
And that's just if everything goes smooth.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's very common for a lot of departments to have about a 50% washout ratio. We've been pretty lucky with that.
Well, 2 out of 4 is what's expected, hopefully.
Well, it's definitely needed right now. It's been quite strenuous on the officers on the street to be 4 officers down.
If you get to where you want to be with officers, where are you going to put them? That's my big issue.
That's the next problem. You know, like we talked about before, this the building over there on our side was designed for 20 officers, you know, and we're at 30. And
yeah.
As it says in the memo, if we kind of stuck to the 2 officers per 1,000, we'd be at about 39 or 40 officers right now, so.
For a very brief amount of time, we had 30 in that building.
Yeah, it seems like we can get to 30 for a couple of months.
And then it drops.
And, you know, somebody retires or something happens or, you know, but it's going to be interesting. You know, when we get the 30 in there, we've been with 30 now for years, so we're good there. But if
I assume we'll have some more discussion on this at budget time.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. And then that's the next part. This is on admin as well. You mentioned in your memo, Rich, that we're currently not functioning as a full-service PD. That's part of the discussion. How do we get back to doing that? You know, our traffic unit, community policing, those type of elements. How do we maintain our police staffing, you know, have it funded so that we can actually keep it at that 30 that we want to have as the target? So that's coming for a budgeting discussion on how to get there, how to keep it there, and add those additional units to the PD. So that's going through admin on the budget purpose, so we'll see.
You know, when we did offer all those services, I mean, the community was very receptive mm-hmm. to it. And, you know, we're doing our job, and we're doing it very effectively, what we're doing, obviously, but it's just, we just don't have the community touch like we used to have. And it'd be nice to get another officer in the middle school.
We should have a full-time one in the high school and in the middle school.
More discussion on that later.
All it takes is money.
Said it twice.
It just takes money.
Okay. Old business. PS 2018-16, liquor code amendment. Employment of minors.
So this was discussed during the last Public Safety Committee in October, and a good point was brought up about delivery of alcohol service. So this update addresses that, where alcohol delivery service would not be able to, that individual would not be able to make that delivery unless they are 21 years or older. And there's some pretty specific requirements that payments cannot be accepted, nor orders can be placed at the delivery location, and a record shall be kept by the company indicating the purchaser's name, address, driver's license number, time, date, place of delivery, so that if requested or if there's a problem, we can trace that information back.
Is there any precedent on that type of a statute in other municipalities?
Yes. Yes, we did take other municipalities' language and insert it in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Successfully being implemented?
As far as everybody is being
I want to make sure.
It's a fairly new thing.
Yeah, so I mean, who's ahead of the curve here?
You know, that's just it. It's more of a reaction right now to it.
Yeah.
It is a new thing. I'm sure it's going on that we don't know about, mm-hmm. you know, right now. You know, and it's trying to get ahead of this.
Yeah,
popularity with Target and Walmart. And I saw a truck in Jewel the other day, a refrigerator truck. It was like a small box truck that had like small doors on it, and it said Jewel Home Delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they take the groceries and they put them like for each, you know, and it's happening.
And so if I can buy it online and put it in my cart and pay for it, you know, I can prove I'm 21. Then it's coming to my house,
mm-hmm.
and I mean. It's done. It's just a matter of where it goes. I know our office, you know, we get bottles of wine delivered for clientele and whatnot, and so it's coming through UPS. Technically, we're supposed to sign for it.
It's yeah, a
good thing
a neighbor,
we know our UPS driver.
I had a neighbor tell me they got somebody ordered them a box of wine from someplace, and they just left it on their doorstep.
Right. It says clearly on the package.
I don't
you know.
Think that's nearly as bad as a pill delivery.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues with people underage accepting at the door.
You know, it hasn't come to our attention, but that's what the neighbor was trying to tell me,
mm-hmm.
that when the package was supposed to be a signature and they just left it,
yeah.
you know, and I said, well, I get it, you know, should probably talk to FedEx or UPS or whoever it was.
Right, it should be, you know.
I was just curious as to how often that,
we've never had that complaint, but years ago we used to get that complaint about tobacco. That people order tobacco through the online stuff, and
mm-hmm.
that, you know, but that's a hard one to catch on our end.
Right, I mean,
Are we okay with this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems to address the issues we had.
City Council?
Would you like it on consent?
Sure.
Okay.
PS 2018-18, Code Amendment, Licensing Requirement for Resale Dealers.
So this was also brought up at the October Public Safety Committee and was discussed at length, and staff believes that the new language that has been updated does consider all things that were discussed at the last meeting. So the 35% was left in.
Right.
And then you see the last sentence is new. So it follows the same upper language and then includes, which generates more than $1 million in gross sales receipts of any and all merchandise. So we are not labeling one business. We are just saying any business that generates more than $1 million in gross sales receipts. If they are doing the resale, then they would, you know, not be included.
So I don't have to worry about how much rare currency I sell since it's not covered.
Yeah, currency is not in the ordinance, if I do recall. Currency and coins, if I remember.
Okay. Now the worries we've stopped collecting guns, we're into paper. Are we all right then bringing this to City Council?
Yeah. Did we pass the minutes?
No, we
not
didn't.
Yet.
Welcome back.
Not yet.
Right. Would you like it to go on consent or would you like to discuss it?
If we can keep this on the regular agenda.
Okay.
New business?
I don't have anything at this point.
No.
Other than, you know, the vandals have been out there going after the holiday decorations. Well, it's just be our neighborhood, but.
No, there's been some vandalism. You know, it could be a lot worse, but there's been some.
Yeah. It appears from the doorbell cameras in our neighborhood, they're, I'd say, probably like 14 to 18 year olds. Rowdy little bunch of five or six of them that have been hopping around in a car place to place. Seems to be their MO as they pull into a dark corner, go bust up a couple things and take off, ring a few doorbells, or knock on the door.
If you got sources out there or email trees, tell them, make sure they let us know. Even if they don't want to report it, just to let us know so we're aware of it. You know, that we can kind of start judging the times. And
yeah, been trying to get them to.
Yeah.
You know, even if they don't want to make the report,
just get a hold of them.
Call, let them
give
know.
Some information. Yeah.
Because I mean, a lot of them, they do have the video and the still images from people coming up to their property, which is very helpful. A couple neighborhood kids.
Are you getting any feedback, good or bad, on the doorbell cameras? I couldn't believe the number of people in my neighborhood in the last year
that
installed those things.
What is that? Like the home security camera systems.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some pretty good crimes and some good things that we pulled off of those systems. We had a domestic battery that we were able to pull off of one a while back where. Mm-hmm. You know, the wife came in and said, hey, if we got a video system, it's probably on video.
You know, it's a little scary even wanting to push the button, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can get a home camera system for $200-$300 now.
Yeah.
And install it yourself. It's wireless. You know, they're not hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
well,
just,
I've had a couple of people
just,
ask me, you know, is this really worthwhile? That's why I raised the question.
If they can use the technology, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need stuff on the phones. You know, you can get around your phone and you can talk to them on your phone.
Yeah, to be able to watch, you know, have them in your garage or around your house, you know if your, you know, front door is open or your garage door is open from remote, see what's going on.
I don't have one yet. I keep saying I'm going to get one and I have not.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm eventually going to
get one. I'm debating that.
Yeah.
At least get the cameras on my outside door or something. You say package thefts and things from UPS, we've solved some crime because of that.
Okay.
Any other business?
Mm-hmm.
We do need to approve the minutes. We do need to approve the minutes.
Oh, we didn't approve the minutes?
No.
How did I skip over that one?
We went out of order.
Yeah, we...
Oh, boy.
We were trying to help people.
Minutes for correction approval. Comments, corrections.
I mean...
The only comment I have, at our last meeting, we asked about the statistics, the monthlies for the hours, and that to come out monthly. That one doesn't come out yet. I know it was in our packet here, but if we can get those, you know, we had asked for that
you
to come
like
out.
You don't like the overtime hours?
Well, just the reports in general, the hour reports. Instead of looking at those quarterly, but if those reports just come out monthly as they're prepared,
yeah,
that way we're not looking at them on site, you know, at the end of the quarter.
I do recall it.
Yeah. Otherwise, the minutes look good.
As noted.
Anybody parked up front?
Hmm?
Anybody parked up front?
Vinny adjourned a second time.